When Allison visualized her son Cameron's marriage, she could see that responsibility for oneself was an important quality to build into her child. She changed her focus from dealing with the immediate moment to thinking about long-term character development. What kind of person was she teaching Cameron to be? Surely, we want our children to be responsible, but often we don't have a very clear picture of the character we are trying to build. In dealing with children, we are sometimes trying to get through the day, or sometimes the next hour. But if we could look ahead to the person we are trying to develop, then we could get a handle on some of the immediate parenting problems. It is essential to realize that when you get Johnny to do his homework, it is not just about getting that assignment done. It is about the possible success or failure of his marriage or career. That is why we want you to take a brief tour with us into the life of Johnny 20 years later. In this chapter, we would like to give you some qualities we consider important to adult functioning, qualities in which boundaries play an essential developing role. Loving. Out of the three great virtues of faith, hope, and love, the Apostle Paul wrote that the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Most parents would say that they want their children to be loving. Loving people recognize that the world does not revolve around them. They consider the consequences of their behavior on people around them before they act. In psychological terms, they are not egocentric, thinking that they are all that matters and that people around them exist only to meet their demands and needs. But sometimes the most loving parents end up with the most selfish children. How can that be? We have all heard people say things like, "You know how Susan is, she only thinks of herself." And many times, Susan comes from a nice family. But Susan's parents did not set boundaries that required her to respect the feelings of others. This lack of boundaries led to egocentrism, which affected Susan's ability to love. Having no boundaries in childhood can also lead to impulsive problems, addictions, or irresponsibility, which is always unloving. George sat in my office despondent. His wife, Janet, whom he loved deeply, had just moved out because he had lost another job. A very talented person, George seemed to have everything he needed for success. But he had lost several good jobs because of his irresponsibility and inability to follow through. Bosses loved the talent but hated the performance. And after several family disruptions because of his failures, Janet had had enough. "I love her so much," George said to me. "Doesn't she see that?" "I believe that you love her," I said. "But in reality, I don't think that she does see your love. All she sees is the effect your behavior has had on her and the children, and she asks herself, 'How can he love us and treat us this way?' You cannot just love someone and not deliver. Love without the fruits of love is really not love in the end. She feels very unloved because of what you have put her through." If George was to have a chance of winning Janet back, it would not come through one more empty promise. He needed to develop boundaries to gain the self-control that would make him a responsible person. Janet was only going to believe in action, not just talk about love. George had never been required to deliver the fruits of love when growing up. His parents were fine, hard-working people, but having gone through the Depression...